this is Nikki Moses here. I am including this as some extra information. It is an article by Dr. Wilson, and it's a wonderful article. It's called Medical Labels Lie, and it was published in the AZNet News, so Arizona News. So I'm going to share this with you here. I think you will find it equally as interesting. The subheading here is Medical Disease Encompasses the Subtle but Widespread Belief by Many Adults that They Must Live with Their Illnesses because No Real Help is Available. We are told that the best hope for most chronic illnesses is various drugs or surgeries that often do not fix the problems, but merely help control symptoms. This false belief only serves to depress and anger millions of people worldwide, causing even more disease. Next heading here is Ignorance, the Root Cause of Medical Disease. In my 30 years of working as a physician, I have learned that diet and lifestyle are the primary causes of most illnesses today. However, I rarely hear this echoed in the media or by most medical doctors. When I ask my colleagues about my findings, some say this is not true based on their medical training. A number, however, have confided to me that they know nutrition and lifestyle are the keys to good health. Unfortunately, they also believe that this concept is bad for business. After all, without repeat customers, how could they survive? Others say it takes too much time and effort to explain these concepts to their patients. Still, others tell me that insurance companies and Medicare or Medicaid programs will not pay them to discuss diet or simple food supplements. They only pay for drugs and surgery, so in turn, that is what the doctors offer their patients. To be more specific, the causes of illness are nutritional depletion. Most people's bodies are so nutritionally deficient that it would take several years or more to re-nourish them. This is hard for many to believe, as one can appear quite normal and healthy and still be depleted. However, in my experience, this is illusory and applies to both adults and children. The majority of children are born nutritionally depleted because their mothers are depleted. Simply put, important nutrients were not available to the growing fetus. This situation is like the 800-pound gorilla in the middle of the room that no one wants to acknowledge. Organic food is better, but not much, in fact. Supplements of basic nutrients like kelp are needed by everyone to supply minerals. Many cooked vegetables and mineralized spring water are also necessary for good health on a daily basis, no matter the state of your health. Toxicity. Levels of toxic metals are more than 1,000 times higher today than ever before in history, thanks to industrialization. Older and current medical and natural healing books do not take this fact into account, although everyone is severely affected. Among the worst, if not the worst group of toxins today, are the thousands of prescription, medical, and over-the-counter drugs that people are told to consume as though they are needed and healthful. Lamentably, the answer is not a simple quote-unquote cleanse. Everyone needs to adopt a wholehearted commitment to a clean lifestyle and a thorough detoxification program that will likely take several years or more to remove the bulk of the toxins that we are all born with and have acquired over time. Yin disease. Almost all bodies today are somewhat yin. This is a term from traditional Chinese medicine that means expanded, cold, and generally unhealthy. It is a consequence of toxic metal poisoning, toxic chemical poisoning, nutritional deficiencies, radiation toxicity, vegetarian-style diets, raw food diets, yeast infections, and other factors such as a defeatist mental attitude or victim thinking. In many cases, yin is a quality that must be corrected for health to return. The key to health is a diet consisting of mainly warming food, such as cooked, not raw vegetables, whole grains, and some meats and eggs. Raw dairy is also quite yang or warming. At the same time, one must avoid all sweets, including most fruit, fruit juices, all sugars, refined foods, and food chemicals. Medical drugs and even some vitamins and most herbs are also very yin and therefore must be minimized. Chronic infections, often subtle. Most people today are infected with yeast in the intestines and have fungal organisms in the sinuses, chronic bronchial and ear infections, and often subtle sexually transmitted diseases. These infections are due to a combination of the factors above and unhealthful habits of living that weaken the body. Most cannot be removed with antibiotics, which are one of the most toxic classes of medical drugs on the planet. The only way to overcome many of these infections, in my experience, is a slow, gentle restoration of the nutrition of the body, coupled with a slow and gentle detoxification process to remove the toxins the infecting organisms live upon. mental and emotional upset. Millions of people have subtle emotional problems, mainly fear and guilt, that impair healing and the ability to live happily. This is a vast subject that I discuss in many articles at my website. A spiritual commitment, rather than a common secular lifestyle, is the only answer I've found. Methods such as regular prayer and meditation can help many release fears, anxieties, anger, resentments, grudges, prejudices, and guilt that hold back their healing. A dysfunctional medical care system. Rather than teaching and helping people correct their eating and living habits, medical and public health officials spend most of their energy, time, and money labeling people and then drugging them. This in turn weakens the body and creates dependency, anger, and feelings of futility. This is also called the diagnose and treat method of healthcare. Let us examine this as objectively as possible. Labeling rather than healing. Today, doctors use thousands of Latin-sounding words to describe what actually are simple symptoms. While naming disease entities can help at times, too often, labeling bestows upon patients new, false identities, such as diabetic, cancer survivor, or Lyme disease victim. Labeling also can keep people locked into their conditions, so that they actually feel a sense of loss if the label is removed. In my opinion, all these labels do is describe various nutritional imbalances, toxic metal syndromes, or other simple imbalances. The patient does not need the name, but rather correction of the deeper causes. Nutritional balancing science, the approach I use in many cases, does not require a diagnosis of disease. If this is shocking, it is because you have been brainwashed to believe that labeling is needed when it is not. For example, instead of a diagnosis of arthritis, the patient may need to know that iron oxide has settled in a joint. This can often be revealed in a hair mineral analysis, which alerts the practitioner as to what must be done to remove the cause. Another common diagnostic label is depression. Once again, this has little meaning. The patient needs to know that his metabolic rate is too slow, causing fatigue, or his adrenal and thyroid glands are underactive. Perhaps his copper level is too high, which definitely causes feelings of angst. Correct the causes and the depression will lift. Drugging people instead of healing them. Drugging is the usual medical approach to disease today, yet it is only one way to control the symptoms. Drugging is the use of remedies to control symptoms rather than eradicating the deeper causes of illness. While some drugs and other remedies are life-saving, most are costly and often only marginally effective. Very few of them address the basic causes of illness. Since most drugs are toxic, they become part of the problem, even if they are solutions to symptoms. In too many instances, drugs shorten the lifespan and sicken the mind and body. Weakness and dependency. The medical focus on naming disease entities and then drugging the body instead of restoring it seriously weakens the body from the time of birth onward. Vaccines alone do irreversible damage to many babies and children. A hidden goal of the diagnose and treat approach to medical care is to create fear and dependency. Call it job security if you wish. This slowly angers people and makes them skeptical of all health practitioners. This is my constant experience as a doctor. It also raises the cost drastically, since many people want to sue their doctors for real or imagined harm, in part for revenge. Some skepticism is good, of course. People need to be far more skeptical of their doctors and the drugs they prescribe. They need to ask more questions and resist pressures to conform. However, anger and cynicism also harm one's health, and eventually many people basically give up. Others hold on to their anger, which also seriously damages their health. The rise of authoritarian leaders. Another consequence of the diagnose and treat model of medical care is the appearance of authoritarian politicians who compassionately explain that if only the government gets more involved to remove the profit motive and unfairness in the system, the problem will be solved. In other words, if we turn our power over to them, they will beat up on the mean drug companies and doctors. Yet those who believe this fail to mention that in Canada and Europe, where the governments run the healthcare systems, the problems discussed in this article are far worse than in the United States. More medical care, or free medical care, there is no such thing by the way, are not the answers. What is needed is a different approach. Government-controlled systems just lead to more draconian consequences, like career bureaucrats, who are not known for their dedication or brain power, but are given the authority, nonetheless, to decide if you are worthy of treatment, which treatment you deserve, and how much of it based on your age or other arbitrary factors. For America's first 120 years, there was essentially no government involvement in the healthcare industry. It was a free market, policed by standard laws against fraud, malpractice, negligence, and other crimes. It worked exceedingly well. This is documented in books such as Patient Power by John Goodman and Gerald Musgrave, and What Has Government Done to Our Healthcare by Terry Wasley. At the turn of the 20th century, the American government began to intervene, not because there was a problem, but because one group of doctors, the allopaths or drug doctors, wanted a monopoly of their quest for more money and more power. The only way this group could obtain this was to shut out their competition, the natural healers by and large. They did so through mandatory licensing laws to keep out the quote-unquote substandard healers. They succeeded well in brainwashing the legislatures that licensing was needed, though occupational licensing laws are clearly a violation of the constitutional right to contract freely with whomever you wish. While this understanding of our medical situation may sound outlandish, it is absolutely true. This system of control and manipulation continues unabated and is worse in Europe, Canada, and Asia, where the governments have even more control over medical care. Until this is clearly understood, I predict even higher costs and more health disasters in the future. The final consequence is spiritual death. By ignoring the basics of life, most doctors essentially disconnect people from their source of life, which involves their foods, their activities, and their overall lifestyles. As a result, people are left to flounder and drift, especially young people who are most affected by the spiritual void that constitutes medical and psychiatric care today. Reversing medical disease. The keys to reversing medical disease are simple, though some effort is required. Always begin and end your search with diet and lifestyle. Exercise extreme caution with any doctor or healer who ignores or downplays these simple disciplines. The deeper answers are never found in magic pills, operations, herbs, electrical machines, homeopathic remedies, or drugs. This does not mean that remedies are not needed or helpful. However, deep healing is a journey whose sum is more than any remedy, procedure, or other single factor. Realize that you have been lied to, but that you have other healing options. This is difficult to fathom for most people, as it was for me. You may not find these options in the usual places, such as on television, in most magazines, and in doctors' offices and hospitals. Even the talk radio hosts rarely discuss them. The reach of the medical cartel is beyond most people's imagining. The internet is better, but it does require discernment, as plenty of deception is found there as well. Give up all slavish attitudes and challenge the medical profession's often dangerous and outrageously costly interventions. This means to question and never just go along, especially with drugging, vaccinations, and toxic tests like CAT scans, operations, and other toxic interventions. Realize that you will be a pioneer, so do not expect the support of the media or even your family and friends in this endeavor. You may be called a health nut or a fanatic for caring for your health and diet and for resisting the temptations of society. This has always been the case, by the way, all the way back to the days of antiquity. Understand that you will need to put up with this and seek out others who share your view. These will end up being your true friends, even if it may not be evident at first. So that's the end of the article. It was published in October and November of 2010. So I hope you enjoyed it.